For live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back. Long time no talk, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Want to welcome you to the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. It's game two of our Section 4 Class D boys doubleheader tonight for the semifinals. Winners will go on to the championship contest on Saturday. One seed Newfield defeated four seed Delhi 58-52 earlier tonight in the game we just did at 6 o'clock. So the winner of this game between two seed South Courtright and three seed GMU will take on Newfield on Saturday. We're going to pause for our starting lineups, and when we come back, we'll get game two of the semis underway here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Rabido Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Rabido at 1-855-Rabido.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. It's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Game two tonight. Two seed South Courtright, three seed GMU. Here's your starting lineups for GMU and head coach Greg Monskowski. A senior number two, Hunter Lockwood. Senior number 14, Bryant Hill. A freshman number 20, Gavin Bonskowski. A senior number 21, Ethan Butts. And a senior number 33, Mackenzie Clune. On the other side for SK and head coach Aaron Kaufman. A senior number three, Ty Swantek. A junior number 10, Derek Burns. A sophomore number 12, Austin Lamport. A junior number 14, Aiden Fox. And a senior number 24, Dawson Darling. SK's in the home white uniforms. They're the higher seed with the blue trim. GMU is in the blue road uniforms with the white and the gold trim. We're all set to go. Raiders across the front of the chest for GMU. South Courtright in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there for the SK Rams. And we are back underway here in game two tonight. SK will win the opening tip. An early shot here from Lamport is off the mark and no good. Back up the floor quickly for GMU. Ahead for Clune. Clune stops, pops, puts it up. It's no good. Swantek with a rebound. And boy, it's a fast start to this one between the Rams and the Raiders. Here is Swantek back down the floor, right side. Here for Lamport. He tries to go to the high post. Ball is loose on the floor, out of bounds. We're going to have an early foul with 7:35 to go in the first quarter. This one will be on Mackenzie Clune. He's a very active big guy, but he's going to have to be careful. He is prone to foul trouble because he's so athletic and active. He likes to get involved. And so South Courtright will get the ball back in. First foul on Clune. First foul on GMU as a team. Dawson Darling with a pull-up jumper. It's no good. Rebound here for Clune. And the score remains 0-0 between GMU and South Courtright. Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. First trip in school history, I believe, for GMU to be here. Had a lot of very good teams in the late 90s, mid-2000s, but only made it to the second round. Here's Lockwood, takes it to the rim. It's off the mark and no good. Rebound back up ahead for Derek Burns, the South Court right. Burns quickly in transition, lost control of the basketball before he could get the shot off, and GMU will come away with it. 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between GMU and SK. Frantic pace here between the Raiders and the Rams. Lockwood back down the floor right side. They won the league championship a couple of weeks ago on this very same floor. They go to Ethan Butts at the low post, and he gets tied up with Lamport. And we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with GMU. 6:45 to go, first quarter. Scoreless between SK and GMU. Winner will play top seed Newfield on Saturday. Here's Gavin Bonskowski. Left side three. Got it. Bonskowski from downtown gets GMU on the board. They'll say it was a long two, actually. I thought it was a three, but a long two for Bonskowski. Raiders lead 2-0 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key here for Burns. They go left side for Aiden Fox. Fox wants a deep three on that left side. Rattled out. Couldn't get it to go. Dawson Darling with a rebound. Turnaround shot for Darling is up and good. So Dawson Darling gets it to a 2-2 ball game with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Here is Lockwood with SK really getting all over him. It's loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. This one's going to go back to SK. And that is the South Courtright specialty there with Swantek and Burns. They're going to be swarming all over the GMU guards here tonight. 6:10 to go, first quarter. It's a 2-2 game between GMU and the South Courtright Rams. Left side of the floor, here is Burns. Burns dishes one off for Dawson Darling. Tosses it up, can't get it to go. Rebound for Clune. And now ahead here for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood right side of the floor, top of the key. Stops, pump fakes, lost control of it. Ball goes right to Clune, who dishes it back to the left side here for Bryant Hill. Hill back up to Lockwood with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. 2-2, the early score, with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Clune, now back for Lockwood. Lockwood dishes down low for Butts, who puts it up and in. Ethan Butts, the smooth 6'6 big man, puts it home for GMU. And it's the Raiders 4 and the Rams 2 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor now for Burns. Burns looking for options. Pump fakes down low now for Dawson Darling, but he lost it to Ethan Butts. And GMU back across the half-court timeline. There is Lockwood in front of the SK bench, getting some instructions from head coach Greg Bonskowski. Lockwood, left side, will dish one off for Bryant Hill. Now back to Bonskowski. He wants to take it to the rim. Hands one off, back out for Ethan Butts. Left side, deep three for the big man. Won't go down, and a rebound for Fox, and he's looking to run. Here is SK, and Fox will travel at midcourt with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 4, South Courtright 2. Both teams kind of feeling each other out. GMU from the Tri-Valley League, South Courtright from the Delaware League. They have not met in the regular season. They don't see each other very often. Geographically, they're far apart from one another, so I think there's a little feeling out period that will go on here. Ball tipped out of bounds at midcourt. Butts and Lockwood with a little miscommunication, so the ball is going to go back to SK with 4:50 to go in this first quarter. It's GMU 4, South Courtright 2. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO. The Section 4 Class D boys semifinals tonight in front of a packed house at Oneonta State. Here's Burns, top of the key. Burns will dish one off here for Fox. Fox right side now goes to the high post for Lamport. Lamport, dribble drive, hands one off for Dawson Darling, gets his man in the air and finishes. Dawson Darling with all 4 points for SK. We're tied up at 4 apiece. Here is Bryant Hill as SK puts a little 2-1-2 press in. GMU breaks it to midcourt. Here is Lockwood down low, fakes a little dish off. Tries to get a layup, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound. Back out left side, Bryant Hill, deep three. That's off the back of the rim and no good. Bonskowski pulls down a rebound, and GMU will get a fresh 35 to work with. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 4, South Courtright 4. Here is Lockwood at the top of the key. Tight ball game to start things off here. Winner will get Newfield in the sectional championship on Saturday. Here is Lockwood outside the three-point line. That will go to Bryant Hill. Hill down low, tries to dish one into the corner here for Bonskowski. Back up here for Butts, and he'll travel with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. We're still tied 4-4 between GMU and South Courtright. Again, I think we're in the early part of that feeling out period here between the Rams and the Raiders. We're also keeping an eye tonight on the Unadilla Valley game. They are playing in Class C up at SUNY Cortland, and the Oneonta boys are playing down at Seton Catholic tonight. Both those games tipping off right now. Here's Dawson Darling in the paint. Little left-handed hook shot, no good. Left it short, rebound for Ethan Butts of GMU. Lockwood quickly in transition. Lockwood back down the floor at the top of the key. Into the corner for Bonskowski. Spots up for three. Got it. Gavin Bonskowski with 5 quick points. And the freshman gives GMU a 7-4 lead with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Here's Burns at the top of the key. This looks like it's shaping up to be a real great game here tonight between SK and GMU. Left side of the floor now for Dawson Darling. Darling passes down low for Aiden Fox. He puts it up, can't get it to go. Ball loose on the floor, scooped up by GMU, and they're looking to run. Here's Lockwood crossing the midcourt timeline. Now to Butts. Butts takes it to the rim. Can't get it to go, but he travels. With 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Butts, for being 6'6", is very good in transition. But he can get a couple steps ahead of himself now and again. And just travels there with 2:40 to go in this first quarter. GMU 7, South Courtright 4. Here's Ty Swantek, now to Dawson Darling at the top of the key. Darling looking for options, now goes back to Swantek. Swantek pull-up jumper at the right elbow off the back of the rim, no good. Butts with a rebound, but Lamport was there to steal it away. Lamport goes up with it, blocked by Ethan Butts. SK fans wanted a foul, but they won't get it. Bonskowski back down the floor, quickly guarded here by Swantek. Into the hands of Lockwood with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. GMU 7, South Courtright 4. Now they go to Clune, left side in front of the SK bench. Back to Lockwood on the right side. Lockwood looking for options. Pulls up for a jumper. Got it. And it's a three. Lockwood was farther back than I expected. And GMU leads 10-4 with a minute 55 to go in the first quarter. Here is Burns at the top of the key. Goes left side for Lamport. Tries to go back to Burns. It's tapped out of there. And the ball will stay with SK. Again, GMU with back-to-back three-pointers, one by Bonskowski, one by Lockwood. And GMU leads 10-4 with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Looks like Quinlan Davis will check in. Dawson Darling will go to the bench. And all the big guys are going to have to really be strong here tonight for South Courtright, dealing with GMU, who's got Twin Towers inside with Mackenzie Clune, who is big and strong and probably 6'2", 6'3", and Butts being 6'6". Burns takes it down low. His shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Rebound for the Rams. Burns again puts it up and in. Derek Burns, his first bucket of the night. And with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, it's GMU 10, South Courtright 6. GMU trying to get through this half-court pressure. They'll just get it over the half-court timeline to Clune. Clune to Butts, now back to Lockwood. He wants a three in the corner. Falling away, it's short. Rebound for Bryant Hill. Hill back out for Bonskowski. Pump fakes. Holds on to it here. A minute 10 to go in the first quarter. GMU 10, South Courtright 6. Left side for Butts, and now to Mackenzie Clune. Clune now for Lockwood. Lockwood right side of the floor. Lockwood looking to dish inside. Had his pocket picked and then gets it back. Swantek thought he was going to take off with it. Lockwood is able to get it, reverses it, Bonskowski for three, not enough spice on that one, follows his shot, gets his rebound, takes it to the rim, and puts it in. Bonskowski with 7 points, and GMU leads 12-6 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Swantek back across the half-court timeline, looking for options. SK looking for a bucket deep here in the first quarter. They go to the top of the key, outside the three-point line for Dawson Darling. Darling goes back here for Aiden Fox, the hero from the quarterfinal victory. He hit a half-court shot to get SK to this game. They go down low for Dawson Darling. He is fouled with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's going to be on Ethan Butts, his first, team second. Yeah, SK held off Franklin in the quarterfinals, 50-47. With 2 seconds left, Aiden Fox with a half-court three-point shot banked it in. And that's how SK won that contest by 3 to move here to the semifinals. Talk about an exciting win. Dawson Darling to the line. His first shot is good. Dawson Darling with 5. I think the key here tonight is SK can play 8, 9, 10 guys as Logan Kaufman comes into the ballgame now. GMU tends to stick to their starting 5, maybe one guy off the bench. So if anybody gets in foul trouble for GMU, it could be a long night. Dawson Darling goes 2-for-2. He's got 6 points. It's GMU 12, South Courtright 8 with 20 seconds to go first quarter. Now a steal from the Rams. Butts comes in and saves it, though. Gives it back for GMU. 15 seconds to go in this first quarter. Lockwood to the right side of the floor. With 5 seconds left, he is fouled by Kaufman. GMU leading by four. First foul on Kaufman. Team's first, his first. As Bryant Hill will inbound the basketball here for GMU on the right side of the floor. Gets it in for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood with 5 seconds left. Back for Hill. Bonskowski in the corner. Back for Hill. He's going to have to chuck one up with the buzzer. Tries to bank it. It's no good. End of the first quarter. Gilbert Swimout up in 12. South Courtright 8. Second quarter coming up on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And Unadilla Valley in the Class C game, as we welcome you back, leads 11-0. So UV, the 7th seed out there in Cortland tonight, leading 6th seed Lansing. So we're keeping an eye on that game as well. So the Storm off to a big start there against Lansing. Back here, start of the second quarter, is GMU 12, South Courtright 8. Bryant Hill with a long three, no good. Butts with a rebound, back out for Lockwood, right side. Lockwood back up to the top of the key. Will dish to the far side. Finding Bonskowski, now back to Lockwood. 7.5 to go in the second quarter. They go to Butts to the high post, back for Lockwood, who was cutting to the basket, but then puts on the brakes. GMU wants to be patient. Back out, Butts, foul line, rattles out. Rebound here for Quinlan Davis of South Courtright. 7:20 to go in the second quarter. And now back up the floor they come. Now for Aiden Fox at the top of the key. Had it poke checked away there by McKenzie Kloon, and GMU will come up with the ball. Across the half-court timeline, Butts will get it safely into the hands of Lockwood, who was fouled by Ty Swantak. Swantak is one of SK's defensive specialists. And he has been all over Hunter Lockwood so far tonight. Lockwood with 3 points. He's been handling the pressure very well. But with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's going to be a long night between those two. Lockwood and Swantak are going to be in a good battle. GMU 12, South Courtright 8. Top of the key for Lockwood. Now he dribble drives left side. GMU in the blue with the gold trim here tonight. South Courtright in the white with the blue trim. Bonskowski, top of the key. GMU working down the shot clock. 15 seconds to go on the shot clock. Here's Lockwood, dribbles in between his legs. Dribble drive down low, tosses up a jumper. It's no good. Ball loose on the floor. SK comes away with it. Here's Kaufman. Kaufman left side will have a carry called against him. And it goes back to GMU. So both teams, I still feel like, haven't found their rhythm. But it's been good defensive pressure on both sides. Winner will get Newfield in the championship game on Saturday. A steal on the inbounds pass. Fox takes it hard to the rim there, and he's fouled by Bryant Hill with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Is this going to be a physical game, it looks like, here tonight between the Raiders and the Rams? So going, again, in that Class C game, 11-0 lead for Unadilla Valley over Lansing. We'll keep you updated on that. Fox to the line here, gets his first shot to go. GMU 12 and South Courtright 9. Lamport back into the game here for SK. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Fox to the line. He's 1-for-1 so far. Make it 2-for-2. The hero from the other night, Aiden Fox, pulls SK back to within 2 with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. GMU 12, South Courtright 10. Here is Lockwood in the backcourt. Lockwood across the half-court timeline. Lockwood to the right side. Will look to dish it out to Bonskowski. Has to chase it into the backcourt, and a over-and-back violation with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. GMU thought there was a tip, so that's why they were not afraid to chase it into the backcourt. Referees say no, and it's going to go to South Courtright with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. GMU 12, South Courtright 10. Here is Swantech back up at half court. Left side for Kaufman. Kaufman now finds Aiden Fox with a long three-pointer in the corner. It's good for Fox. Fox with 5 points, and Courtright takes the lead 13-12 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. GMU's going to have to answer, and an over-and-back violation on Gilbert Somaut up there. Bryant Hill was pretty much straddling the line at midcourt, and that was an easy call for the officials who were right here on the near side. SK gets it back. They have a fresh 13-12 lead, 5:55 to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor here for Fox. He puts up a three, and he's fouled. No, he's not going to get a foul call there, but he hits the three. Fox with a quick 8 points. Courtright leads by four, 16-12. I think GMU might have got away with one there. Lockwood at midcourt now finds Ethan Butts. Butts steps in, goes to the foul line here for Bonskowski, who tosses up a jumper. It won't go down. Rebound here for Dawson Darling. Darling can't hold on to it. Last touched by Darling. It'll stay with GMU. Boy, that three by Fox in the corner was a big-time shot, and it looked like he got fouled. GMU gets it back. Bonskowski, right side for three. It won't go down. Swantech will pull it back up the floor with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright 16, GMU 12. Here's Lamport, and he's fouled by Kloon. That's going to be his second with 5:20 to go in the second quarter. So you have Butts with one foul, Kloon with two. Kloon's going to have to be careful here. His second, team's fourth. Team foul situation, four for GMU, two for South Courtright. Does GMU go to the bench? It doesn't look like they're going to. Swantech to the bench. Burns comes back in. So we've seen SK rotate in two guys off the bench, GMU none so far. Here is Kaufman at midcourt. Kaufman across the half-court timeline looking for options. Dribble drives, Kaufman in the paint, passes one down low. Darling couldn't hold on to it. It's going to go back to GMU with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. South Courtright 16, GMU 12. Winner will get Newfield in the Class D Section 4 championship game on Saturday, right back here at SUNY Oneonta. Kloon up the floor right side. Kloon to the top of the key. Now looking for Lockwood. GMU in desperate need of a basket. They haven't scored yet here in the second quarter. Lockwood in the paint, dishes off for Kloon down low. Kloon with a pull-up jumper, tries a bank. Bank is closed. Gets it back. No, ball loose on the floor. Pops right into the hands of Bonskowski. The hot potato goes to Lockwood. He fires up a three and got it. Lockwood from downtown. He dials long distance. Gets GMU right back in this game. SK 16, GMU 15. SK quickly in transition. Burns takes it to the rim. No foul called there, and GMU takes away the basketball, and they bring it back up the floor. A lot of contact. Lockwood dishes one off to Bonskowski. Goes through his legs. Keeps his dribble, though, and holds on to it. Tries to reset the offense as he gets it back to Lockwood with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. SK 16, GMU 15. This is the type of game you want a semifinal to be. It's a tight one. Lockwood, right side for three. It's short. Butts with a big-time rebound. Back out for Lockwood. Zips it to the high post. Now for Bonskowski. Bonskowski gets it back to Lockwood with 3:55 to go, second quarter. SK 16, GMU 15. Left side of the floor for Lockwood. We're going to have a foul down low on Fox, it looks like, from SK. He was hooked up a little bit down low with Bryant Hill with 3:50 to go in the second quarter. GMU will get it in. Here is Hill on the left side. Hill looking for options. Back for Lockwood. Fires another three off the back of the rim. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go down. Rebound SK. And Lamport will streak back down the floor on the left side with 3:40 to go before the half. It's SK 16, GMU 15. Here's the sharpshooter. Lamport pulls up. Bang. Got it. Austin Lamport, the sophomore, his first jumper of the night. Gets it to go. It's 18-15 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. GMU trying to handle the press. Here is Hill on the right side. Gets across the half-court timeline. Now to Bonskowski. Back into the safe hands of Hunter Lockwood as GMU in the blue and gold tonight goes left to right on your radio dial. SK is in the home whites with the blue trim. Lockwood, double-teamed here, steps back, dishes left side now for Bonskowski, skips it right side, Bryant Hill. Pump fakes on a three, now holds it, gets it back to Lockwood. 10 on the shot clock. Right side, killer crossover here for Lockwood. Hanging in the air, the jumper is good for Hunter Lockwood. He's got 8 points, and it's back to a one-point game. SK 18, GMU 17. Last update I had from the UV game was that UV was up 11-0 at the end of the first quarter over Lansing in that Class C game. Rebound here for GMU off an SK miss. I believe the foul is going to be on Fox with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Let's see. It is. That's going to be the second on Fox and the fourth on the team with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. SK 18, GMU 17. Here is Bonskowski in the backcourt. So you have Fox with two for SK. They're going to leave him in. Kloon with two fouls for GMU. He's still in the ballgame. Butts has one for GMU. Both teams with four fouls apiece. Here's Lockwood, right side of the floor as GMU goes left to right. Right side now for Bryant Hill. 2:25 to go before the halftime break. Hill with a pass to the high post for Ethan Butts. Butts works his way down low, and he is fouled. Let's see who this one is on. I believe it's going to be on Lamport. Yes, it is. Another score update on UV. UV leading 17-3 early in the second quarter. So UV, the 7th seed, trying to punch their tickets maybe to the Class C final. Fox is going to go to the bench. Swantech's going to come back in here for SK. SK 18, GMU 17. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Lockwood right side. Lockwood to the high post for Butts. Backdoor cut here for Bryant Hill. Turnaround shot won't go down. Butts with a rebound. Butts gets tied up and a foul down low on SK. And they're just having a tough time with his size when he gets the ball on the interior. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have a Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break down the first game in which Newfield topped Delhi. We'll talk about Walton, the 1 seed in Class C, falling to Tioga, the 4 seed in Class C. Talk about all that during our halftime break. Here is Hunter Lockwood with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. GMU with the basketball. Now for Bryant Hill. Left side for three. Halfway down, it pops free. No good. Hill gets his own rebound, takes it to the rim, and let's see. Is this going to be a foul? Yes, it is. Boy, the foul's quickly adding up here for South Courtright. That's going to be on Burns, his second, team 7th. So South Courtright now with 17 fouls, GMU with 4. And Bryant Hill to the line here for the Raiders. First shot is good for Bryant Hill. His first points of the night, and we're tied up at 18. GMU and South Courtright. Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. Winner will take on top seed Newfield on Saturday, who looked very good in that first game. Hill's second shot is good. And a timeout is taken here by South Courtright. 1:52 to go in the second quarter. It's GMU 19, South Courtright 18. We'll be right back on CDO.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. GMU 19, South Courtright 18. Here's the UV update in Class C. The UV boys have jumped out to a 19-3 lead over Lansing in the Class C semis. Trying to keep you updated on all these games here tonight. Should have an Oneonta update at halftime as well. Here's Swantech. Dishes one off Dawson Darling. Left side jumper is off the mark. Rebound Hunter Collins, who's in the game for SK, and he's fouled as he goes up. Or no, they're going to say it was blocked out of bounds here by Butts. Last touch by GMU stays with SK. 1:25 to go, second quarter. They get the ball into Dawson Darling. Back up to the top of the key for Kaufman. Kaufman, dribble drive in the paint. Down low for Darling. He puts it up and in. Dawson Darling gets it to go. He has 8 points for South Courtright. He's doing a real nice job on the inside, even though he's given up a couple of inches to Butts of GMU. 1:05 to go, second quarter. The Rams lead the Raiders 20-19. A steal by Kaufman here at midcourt for SK, and he's fouled with about 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Foul is going to be on Gavin Bonskowski, his first, team's 5th. Tight ball game here, as we expected. Wondering if the depth of SK is enough to beat the height and size of GMU and their starting 5. Kaufman crosses the Red Dragons logo at center court here at SUNY Oneonta. We're under a minute to go in the first half. Kaufman dishes off Dawson Darling. The jumper won't go. Collins with a rebound, lost it out of bounds. It'll stay with SK, last touch by Bonskowski. Here of GMU with 50 ticks left on the clock. Rams by a point, 20-19. Inbounds play underneath the basket. They'll find Collins underneath. He's blocked by Butts, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. Doing the work of a man. Hunter Collins finishes it off for two. And SK takes their biggest lead of the game, 22-19. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor, Bonskowski finds Ethan Butts. Butts with a dribble drive in the paint. The finger roll won't go down. Rolled all the way around the cylinder before it popped free. SK with the shot clock off can play for the final shot of the quarter if they want. Lamport to Dawson Darling down low. He kicks it out for Kaufman in the corner. Pump fake, little jumper, got it. Kaufman pulls the other side of the pillow, puts it in. And it's 24-19. Big run here for the Rams. Up the floor for GMU, here's Butts. Butts will dish it off now for Lockwood. 5 seconds to go. Let's see if their clock awareness is in. Ball tipped out of bounds there. Lockwood looks like he maybe was losing control and tried to throw it off the leg of Aiden Fox. The Zebra crew won't give it to him. SK with a 24-19 lead. SK is going to take a timeout with 3 seconds to go in the second quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
4 seconds to go here in the first half. SK gets it in the backcourt. Can they get a shot off? Here's Fox. Half court heave, but the buzzer is no good. Our halftime score, 2-seed South Courtright leads 3-seed GMU, 24-19. A very even and competitive contest here between the Rams and the Raiders. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, the winner here tonight will get 1-seed Newfield on Saturday in the Section 4 Class D championship game, which will be right back here at SUNY Oneonta. So that is set to be a good one. Newfield looks very good in the opener here tonight. We'll see if GMU can pull off a comeback against the SK Rams. It's SK 24, GMU 19 at the break. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area. To get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about, aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no-pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Rich Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you live tonight from SUNY Oneonta. We appreciate you listening in, whether you're on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. Our halftime score, 2-seed South Courtright 24, 3-seed Gilbert Somont Upton 19 here at our halftime break. And it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. All right, let's quickly run through some scores that we can confirm here tonight. Our first game tonight in Class D action was 1-seed Newfield taking down 4-seed Delhi 58-43. So Newfield is in the Section 4 Class D Boys Championship game. We have Walton falling in Class C. Walton was the 1-seed. They lose to 4-seed Tioga 58-52 in overtime. So a very tough loss there tonight for Walton. We knew that Tioga was very good. They have some very quick guards. Tioga comes out on top there. Kudos to Walton. They were down in regulation late. They came back. We know they're a scrappy team. They tie it up, but they fall in the sectional semifinals to Tioga 58-52. Last update we had here right before the halftime break is that Unadilla Valley is up 23-3 on Lansing. Now, what's interesting about that is Lansing is the 6-seed, UV is the 7-seed, and they both pulled big-time upsets, Lansing over Moravia, who was the 3-seed, UV over Union Springs, who was the 2-seed. So that's how that semifinal kind of shaped up there. And I guess Andrew Jackson, from what I'm being told by our correspondents, with 3 fouls, and they're still getting it done. They jumped out to an 11-0 lead at the halftime break, or at the end of the first quarter. So that was really a big-time start for UV as, 23-3. I mean, they have a chance to get to the sectional finals on Sunday, and we will be there on Sunday if that's the case. That would be a lot of fun. They would be taking on 4-seed Tioga up at SUNY Cortland. So our halftime score here, South Courtright 24, GMU 19. Just wanted to update you on all those scores from out of town. The score I'm getting from Class B is that Seton Catholic is on top of Oneonta 28-6 after the first quarter. So Oneonta had their hands full tonight with Seton Catholic, who is the 2-seed. And that game is down at Seton tonight. So it looks like Oneonta trailing 28-6. After the first quarter there. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for GMU, 8 points for Hunter Lockwood, 7 for Gavin Bonskowski, 2 for Ethan Butts, and 2 for Bryant Hill. If GMU wants to be successful, you have to have your 6'6 big man, Ethan Butts, with more than 2 points. He's got to be more active in the second half. He had some good looks, just didn't finish. Some good defense there by SK as well. So Butts has got to come alive in the second quarter, or in the second half, I should say. Other side for SK, 8 points apiece for Aiden Fox and Dawson Darling. 2 apiece from Burns, Kaufman, Lamport, and Collins. So good balance scoring there. SK getting some good contributions off the bench. So it's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can use your Morabito Rewards Plus card and save instantly right at the pump. For more details, call them 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Halftime score, SK leading GMU 24-19. Winner will move on to the sectional finals. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and/or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
5.5 to go here before we get back underway here. It's our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. South Courtright leading GMU 24-19. At the halftime break, packed house here tonight at SUNY Oneonta. Good showing. South Courtright is so used to this. Their boys' program, their girls' program, they're always doing well in South Courtright, whether it be soccer, basketball, baseball, you name it. And so they are always bringing busloads of fans here at SUNY Oneonta. I'm impressed with GMU. Haven't been here a long time. I believe this is the first time in school history that they have gotten to the semifinals of sectionals for basketball. I know they've been there for soccer, and I know they've been there for baseball. They've been to a sectional title game. But for basketball, at least for boys, I know they've been there for girls, but it's been a long time. I believe boys, they've always gotten knocked out in the second round. This is, I'm talking in terms of GMU as a merged school. It may have happened back in the day for Gilbert or Mount Upton. I know they had some excellent teams back in the day when they were separate. But in terms of GMU, I don't think they've had a combined team get this far. So the communities of Gilbert and Mount Upton have really rallied around these guys. And I'm a Gilbert resident myself, went to GMU, graduated from GMU. It's fun to see them here in this ballgame. The town has really come alive. It's the talk of the general store, of the coffee shop. The old-timers are loving it. It really brings your school, your community alive. It's a ton of fun. So I'm glad to see the blue and gold here tonight. And to go up against a team like SK, which just has tradition and history, it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's hard for me to put into words because as a small school locally, I think you strive to be like an SK because they're able to do it year after year, and it's fun to put GMU back on the map this year. I'm really enjoying it. So the Raiders trail 24-19 at the halftime break, and they're going to need a big second half. I think Lockwood and Bonskowski need to continue to do what they're doing. I think Butts and Kloon have to come alive. I think Kloon, with those two fouls, he's going to have to be very, very careful. Butts has one. Fox with two fouls on the other side for SK. So the great thing about SK is they just have depth. You know, they played eight or nine guys in that first half, getting contributions off the bench. That's very, very big and can help a team go a long way when you can just pull one of your starters out, give them a breather for a minute or two. That's certainly huge. We'll be right back here tomorrow night as well for the Class D girls semifinals. At 6 o'clock, we will have South Courtright and Southern Cayuga. SK is the 3 seed. Southern Cayuga is the 2 seed. The nightcap will be at 7:45. Top seed Delhi will take on 4 seed Stanford. So we will have both those games live here on WCDL. We'll be keeping an eye on the Class C games. BG and Green will be facing off up in Cortland. We want to keep an eye on that. So we are really your source for all the scores that you need, whether it be right here on the radio on WCDOsports.com or follow me on Twitter. And you can get to our Twitter page by going to WCDOsports.com. It's right on the right side of the page. Just click the follow button. And it's the greatest way to get sports scores fast locally. It spreads like wildfire. We'll have everything right for you there on WCDOsports.com on our Twitter feed. Halftime score, South Courtright 24, GMU 19. Winner will take on Newfield in the Section 4 Class D Boys Finals on Saturday. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks, as we get set for the start of the third quarter. South Courtright will have the ball at midcourt, going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the home white uniforms. They are the higher seed, the 2 seed with the blue trim. GMU, the 3 seed with the blue and the gold trim. Aiden Fox from downtown, a little give and go right off the bat. He buries it. Aiden Fox with 11 points. SK with their biggest lead of the game, 27-19. Not the start of the second half that GMU wanted. A jump ball is going to keep it with GMU as SK brings some early full-court pressure here. 7:40 to go, third quarter. GMU gets it into Lockwood. Quickly back to Bryant Hill. Hill trying to dribble out of trouble. Finds Ethan Butts. Butts ahead for Boskowski. Way too tall for him. It sails out of bounds and goes back to the Rams. GMU cannot lose their heads here. They got to stay calm, stay collected with 7:35 to go in the third quarter. The champions of the Delaware League, South Courtright, against the champs of the Tri-Valley League, Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, here in the Section 4 Class D semi. Left side for Fox, way downtown for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Lockwood, and GMU is looking to run. Right side of the floor here for Lockwood. Dribbles behind the back. And now we'll dish one to Boskowski. He fires up a three and got it. Gavin Boskowski is not going to go quietly, and he's got 10 points. SK 27, GMU 22. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Burns across the half-court timeline to the right side, finds Fox. Good matchup between Fox and Lockwood here. They go to Swantek. He thought about a three, thought better of it. Goes to Lamport. Silky, smooth with the finger roll in the paint, right up and over Butts, and he puts it in. Lamport with 4 points, and it's 29-22. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Kloon in the paint. Kicks out for Butts. Butts has his pass to Bryant Hill, intercepted, and SK comes away with it. Here's Swantek in the backcourt. Kloon and Lockwood all over him. They'll pass it ahead to the left side as SK goes left to right. They get it safely across the half-court timeline. Here is Fox, and he's bodied up, I believe, by Ethan Butts, and it's going to be a foul. Yes, it will be on Butts, his second. Team's first of the second half with 6:20 to go, third quarter. SK 29 and GMU 22. think it's very important for GMU to not let this lead get anything more than this. Here is Swantek in the paint. Little dribble drive. No, it's blocked, but the rebound for Burns is right there, and he puts it in. Burns with 4 points, and it's 31-22 with 6:10 to go, third quarter. Lockwood finds Hill on the right side of the floor. Hill across the half-court timeline finds Clune. Clune in the paint. Pull-up jumper. The bank. It will not go down. Rebound for Fox, but it saves it right into Butts. Butts on the left low block. We'll kick one out here for Lockwood. Straightaway three for Lockwood. Got it. Hunter Lockwood with 11 points. And GMU still trails by six, but they're hanging around. 31-25 to score with 5:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Dawson Darling, and he travels. It goes back to GMU. Can the Raiders use this momentum now with 5:40 to go, third quarter? Rams bringing some full-court pressure. Here's Bonskowski as GMU goes right to left on your radio dial. Bonskowski is going to have to call timeout. Yes, he will. With 5:35 to go in the third quarter, he had nowhere to go, and he was running out of time. Raiders call a timeout. So it's South Courtright 31, GMU 25. 5.5 to go in the third. We'll step away and be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5.5 to go, third quarter. Welcome back. South Courtright 31, GMU 25. Here in the Class D semifinals. Up in the Class C semifinals. Last update I have is that they're just starting the third quarter. Unadilla Valley leading Lansing 23-10. Their star player, Andrew Jackson, has spent a lot of the game on the bench with three fouls. So UV, the seventh seed, still getting it done. That puts a smile on my face. If UV could get to the sectional finals in Class C, that would be great. A Cinderella story for the Storm. GMU back up the floor. They cross the half-court timeline. Here is Lockwood. Lockwood down low. Tries to take it to the rim. It's rejected by Lamport. Out of bounds. It stays with the Raiders with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. South Courtright 31, GMU 25. And this will be Bryant Hill on the inbounds. The officials are getting together here talking about something. We'll see if they change anything here. Looks like maybe something up with the scoreboard. One official is going to go over, check things out. Oh, I believe they just wanted to confirm about the possession arrow here at the start of the second half. So GMU will hold on to the ball. They'll go down low for Butts. He is stripped down low by Derek Burns. Burns back up the floor. Gets across the half-court timeline, and he traveled. SK was trying to bail him out and call a timeout, but he traveled as he got across the half-court timeline, and it goes back to GMU. Aaron Kaufman, head coach here for SK, was saying, but I was trying to call timeout. He wouldn't give it to me as he was mid-travel. GMU gets it back. Here's Lockwood crossing the Oneonta State Red Dragon logo at midcourt. GMU going right to left. Here's Lockwood. Nice crossover move. Takes it down low. Dishes for Butts, who puts it up and in. That might be the spark to get Ethan Butts going. And it's 31-27 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. SK ahead. GMU still in this ballgame. Here's Fox on the right side of the floor. Fox, the hero from the quarterfinal victory. Will pass it down low for Dawson Darling. Off to Burns. He puts it up and in. Derek Burns with some scrappy play down low. In the land of the trees, he's able to put it in. It's Courtright 33, GMU 27. Right side of the floor here for Hunter Lockwood. Dribbles behind the back to the top of the key. Will zip one over for Butts. Right side three for Butts. Left it short. Rebound here for South Courtright. Lamport will dribble out of trouble. Back up the floor, and he's fouled by Bonskowski right at the half-court timeline. 33-27, the Rams on top of the Raiders with 4:25 to go in the third quarter. GMU trying to chip away here at this South Courtright lead. SK the 2 seed, GMU the 3. Here is Burns at the top of the key. Burns looking for options, dribble drives, left side, now into the corner for Fox. Fox for Swantek. SK taking their time. High post, turnaround shot. Dawson Darling got it. Darling is into double figures, and he's got 10 points. And it's South Courtright 35, GMU 27. He's deadly there from that foul line little jumper spot. Here is Kloon quickly in transition. Kloon takes it to the rim. That won't go. Fox with a rebound. Fox looks to bring it back up the floor. Gets across the timeline. Finds Dawson Darling on the baseline left side. Back out Fox. As SK goes left to right on your radio dial. Burns in the corner. Pump fakes. Now dishes off for Darling. The jumper won't go. Rebound loose on the floor. GMU comes away. Outlet pass to Lockwood, who streaks like a rocket down the right side of the floor. Lockwood to the rim, and he's fouled. With 3.5 to go in the third quarter. SK 35, GMU 27. Foul will be on Swantek, his second, team's first. Lockwood was in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line. So here is Hunter Lockwood stepping up to shoot two here for GMU, and these are really big free throws for the Raiders. First shot is good here for Lockwood. He has 12. Second shot coming for Lockwood. It's 35-28. Burns to the bench. Kaufman back in for SK. Second shot coming here for Lockwood. The senior, who also recently joined the 1,000 Career Point Club in that Tri-Valley Championship win over Edmiston for GMU, adds to his career total there, and he's got 13 here tonight. 35-29. SK on top of GMU with 3:25 to go, third quarter. Left side of the floor for Swantek. Now for Lamport. Dials up a three. It was partially blocked by Kloon. GMU looking to run as they come up with the basketball. Here is Lockwood left side. Lockwood. Pump fakes. Top of the key. Looking for options here as GMU goes right to left on your radio dial. Dishes one off for Butson. Now to Kloon. Kloon with a backdoor pass here for Lockwood. Pull up jumper. Got it. Lockwood with 15 now as GMU's cut it back to a four-point game. SK 35, GMU 31 with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Here is Swantek right at midcourt. He's fouled by Lockwood, who was trying to reach in. Update from the UV game. 5.5 minutes to go in the third. 28-12. UV on top of Lansing. So that is a low-scoring, interesting game for a Class C semifinal. You don't see a score like that very often. Left side of the floor now. Back here in Class D. Fox will leave it off for Lamport. Takes it to the rim. Blocked there by Butts. Butts scoops it up. Outlet pass for GMU. They look to keep the run going. 2.5 to go in the third. Lockwood carries the basketball. And the officials whistle the play dead, and it goes back to South Courtright with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Butts and Lockwood quickly talking to the official there, trying to plead their case. But it's too little too late. SK gets the ball back. They go to Swantek at the top of the key. Down low, Dawson Darling. Great pass for Lamport, who finishes it off. And Lamport off the great dish there from Dawson Darling. He now has 6 points, and it's SK 37, GMU 31. Here's Kloon to the top of the key. Kloon, dribble drive right side, out Bonskowski, right side corner for three, off the mark, and a rebound here for SK and Aiden Fox with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor here for Swantek, closely guarded by Lockwood. To the high post, Dawson Darling, great pump fake, takes it to the rim, blocked by Butts. Boy, it looks clean, but they'll whistle him for the foul. With 1:55 to go in the third. And to the line will be Dawson Darling. That will be the third on Butts, fourth on GMU as a team. And head coach Greg Bonskowski not even blinking. He is just going to leave Butts in there. He's going to roll the dice here. Darling to the line. First shot is good for Dawson Darling. He has 11. And it's South Courtright 38, GMU 31. I think if you're GMU and you come into this game late in the third quarter with your seniors that have gotten you here, you just roll the dice and keep them in. That's what Coach Bonskowski electing to do. Dawson Darling's second shot rattles it home. He's got 12. It's South Courtright 39, GMU 31. Back up the floor here for GMU. Bryant Hill will find Butts, back door for Bonskowski, up and in. Bonskowski is having himself a nice night. The freshman with 12 points. GMU trailing by 6, 39-33, with 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Kaufman across the half-court timeline to the high post here for Dawson Darling. Into the corner now for Fox. Step back for a long three. It was partially blocked. GMU comes up with the loose ball. Here's Kloon, and he's fouled here by Burns of South Courtright with 1.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's the team foul situation now. GME with four, and with that foul on Burns, his third, and the team's second in the second half. Full court pressure, a little 2-2-1 press coming from South Court. Right, GMU gets the ball in. Bonskowski will find the cutter across midcourt here for Bryant Hill. Hill tries to go to the high post for Mackenzie Clune. Clune losing control of the basketball. Bodies flying everywhere, wrestling and scrambling. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with GMU in front of their own bench with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. It's SK 39, GMU 33. Here is Bryant Hill finding Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood on the right side as GMU goes right to left. They find Bonskowski. Pump fakes in the corner. Takes it to the rim. Won't go. Rebound Dawson Darling. Darling is doing a great job windexing the glass here for the Rams and keeping butts boxed out. Up the floor here for Burns. Burns gets around Clune. Turns on the afterburners. Takes it all the way to the rim and it goes. For Derek Burns, he's got 8 points. And it's South Court rate 41, GMU 33. 50 seconds to go in the third frame. Across the midcourt timeline. They go to Clune on the left side. Clune back across for Bonskowski. And he gets it safely into the hands of Hunter Lockwood with 40 seconds to go in the third. Lockwood at midcourt is stolen away here by Kaufman. And Kaufman will get a timeout, it looks like. GMU, I think, wanted to travel, but they won't get it. SK calls a timeout. 35 seconds to go in the third. SK 41, GMU 33 will step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Out of the timeout, South Court right leads GMU 41-33. Here's your Unadilla Valley update. UV late in the third quarter against Lansing leads 30-19. So the Storm trying to hold on in Class C action tonight at SUNY Cortland. Left side of the floor for Burns. Burns will now find Aiden Fox, and he'll travel. Ball back to GMU. This could be a big possession here for the Raiders. If GMU could get a bucket here late in the third, grab some momentum, maybe go into the fourth quarter down by, you know, six, maybe five, could be big for GMU. Let's see what they come up with. 25 seconds to go on the clock here, third quarter. Rams leading 41-33. Live at Suco. Left side of the floor for Hunter Lockwood. Boy, a big-time contact there with Burns, a no-call. And they go to the left side for Butts. Now to Bonskowski, 10 seconds left. Back to Butts. Butts into the paint, wants to take it all the way to the rim, and it's good for Ethan Butts. He's got 6 points. 41-35. Kaufman with a full quarter court heave. No good. SK 41, GMU 35. 8 minutes left to decide who's going to go to the sectional title game. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The expert Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hi, welcome back, folks. Just a quick update on that Oneonta score in Class B. Oneonta is only trailing 45-37 as they start the fourth quarter there down at Seton Catholic. So a big-time comeback for the Yellow Jackets against the Seton Catholic Saints. So we'll keep an eye on that game as well as the UV game against Lansing in Class C. So good job there by the Jackets. South court right 41, GMU 35 here in Class D action, live from SUNY Oneonta. Left side of the floor for Burns. Burns pump fakes, looking for some options. Gets into the paint, dishes one off down low for Kaufman. Back for Burns on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. We'll have a jump ball. And it looks like possession arrow is going to give it back to GMU. And so GMU will get the ball back with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 41-35 to score. They'll go to Bonskowski. Now get it back to Hunter Lockwood. I still think they need to get Ethan Butts more involved here. They find Butts down low at the left low block, and he's fouled by Aiden Fox. Boy, it looked like a pretty clean strip to me there by Fox. But instead, it'll be Ethan Butts heading to the line. This will be the third foul on Fox, third foul on South Courtright as a team. And here is Ethan Butts to the line with 6 points. So Butts will settle in here to shoot two. First shot for Butts. Rattles out with 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's South Courtright 41, GMU 35. Fox goes to the bench. Lamport will check back in here for the Rams. And here's Butts to the line. Takes a deep breath. Second shot off the mark and no good. And those are ones you need if you're GMU trying to get back in this game. Rams will walk it back up the floor here with Kaufman. Across the half-court timeline. Dribbles between the legs. Sets up the offense. SK in no hurry here with a six-point lead. Kaufman to the right side of the floor. Now Kloon and Lamport get tied up on the far side of the floor. Some words exchanged there between those two. With 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul's going to be on Lamport for a push-off on Kloon. And boy, this could turn into a physical contest here in the fourth quarter. It's already been very tight in-your-face defense. And I think with everything that's on the line here tonight, it's going to continue to be that way. Here's Lockwood, left side of the floor. Lockwood with some pressure from Derek Burns. 6:55 to go, fourth quarter. SK leading 41-35. Here is Lockwood, tries to get it down low here to Butts. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound for Bryant Hill. He gets tied up with Quinlan Davis. And it's the foul on Davis. I know it's a tough one to take here if you're SK because they were just inadvertently tied up, but the officials call the foul there. So that'll be SK's fifth, his first personal. GMU will inbound the basketball here. Looks like it's going to be a five-second call against GMU, so SK is going to get the ball back with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. So it all works out there for the Rams. They'll get it to midcourt to Lamport. Lamport left side of the floor, tries to take it to the rim, up off the glass and in. Lamport with a big-time bucket there gets it to go. And it's 43-35 with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Lockwood dribbling through transition. Lockwood tries to dish one to the right side of the floor. It's intercepted here by SK. Kaufman trying to dribble out of traffic. Kaufman gets tied up. Jump ball with McKenzie Kloon. And the possession arrow is going to give it back here to South Courtright. With 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, it's turned into a crazy game. A lot of physical plays here by both sides. 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. SK 43, GMU 35. They're checking the possession arrow here. It's going to stay with SK. And so the Rams will inbound directly in front of the GMU bench in the backcourt. GMU trying to chip away at this lead. And now a steal here. This will help the Raiders. They go to McKenzie Kloon on the left side. Kloon goes up, gets stripped of the ball. Now he puts it back up and in. McKenzie Kloon with his first basket tonight cuts it to 43-37 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor here for Burns. Burns will get down low in the paint. Tries to take it all the way to the rim. Blocked there by Butts. Rebound stays with SK. Back into the corner now for Kaufman. His three ball is off the mark. Out of bounds. Last touch by GMU. It stays with the Rams with 5:55 to go in the fourth quarter. SK will get it back in with Lamport on the far side, but they'll take a timeout. Want to talk things over. 5:57 to go, fourth quarter. SK 43, GMU 37. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week.
We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Well, 5:57 to be exact. South Courtright 43, GMU 37. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Boy, Kloon and Lamport got tied up again here on the floor. Lamport's going to get called for a foul. And that has been a physical matchup all night between Kloon and Austin Lamport. That's the third on Lamport, sixth on SK, and the ball goes back to GMU. Here is Lockwood with a long home run, a pass ahead here to Ethan Butts, who lays it up and in. Butts with 8 points, and South Courtright just lost him there as they tried to press, and it's 43-39, four-point game. Left side of the floor here for Swantech. Now back to Kaufman. Kaufman trying to avoid trouble, goes to Swantech left side. Into the corner now for Aiden Fox, who's back in the game. Fox to the high post for Dawson Darling, stolen away by GMU. Butts got a piece of it and a head down for Lockwood. Lockwood left side to the top of the key looking for options. Lockwood running through the offense. He goes down low for Butts. Butts with a spin move, puts it up and in. Ethan Butts, this is what I'm talking about. If they can get him established in the low post, SK really doesn't have an answer, I don't think, size-wise. SK 43, GMU 41, 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here's Swantech into the corner. Now for Dawson Darling. Finds Lamport. Little give-and-go stolen away by GMU. Butts with another steal and safely into the hands of Lockwood. The Raiders are coming alive here with 4:50 to go. SK by a deuce, 43-41. Right side of the floor now for Lockwood in front of his own bench. Lockwood looking for a dribble drive. No, goes down low for Butts, who picks it up and in. Butts is on fire. He's got 12, and we're tied 43-43 with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU on the comeback trail as they've tied this game up. Here's Swantech to the high post. They go down low for Lamport at the left low block. Shot is off the mark. Rebound out of bounds. It goes back to GMU. Dawson Darling got it, stepped on the end line. And it goes back to GMU. Burns comes back in. Kaufman to the bench. 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. SK and GMU tied up 43-43. Here's Bonskowski in the backcourt. To the left side of the floor here for Bryant Hill. Hill will go back to Hunter Lockwood. They got to get it across the half-court timeline. They don't. 10-second call. Good defense there by SK. Ball goes back to GMU. With 4:10 to go in the fourth quarter, we are tied 43-43. What a game here tonight, folks. Winner will get Newfield in the Section 4 Class D championship game on Saturday. SK with the ball down low. Here's Dawson Darling, muscles it up and in. Darling with 14 points. GMU gets it back to midcourt. Here is McKenzie Kloon. Kloon now back for Lockwood. Lockwood left side. Lockwood looking for options, gets around the screen, goes back for Bryant Hill, steps in for three, left side, Bryant Hill buries it from downtown. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel, GMU 46, SK 45. Huge three there from Bryant Hill. 3.5 to go, fourth quarter, a steal at midcourt by Butts of GMU, and back up the floor for Lockwood. GMU taking their time with 3:20 to go in the fourth. Raiders over the Rams by a point, 46-45. Kloon to the right side of the floor in front of a packed house here tonight at Oneonta State. Lockwood left side with Swantech right in his shorts. Back off for Hill. Hill in the paint. Tries to go to Butts. They lost control of it, but back to Hill. Now back out for Lockwood. Deep three from downtown. No good. Rebound SK. Ball loose on the floor, though. Kloon saved it, but his foot was on the line as he went diving out of bounds. And so it goes back to South Courtright. So GMU will take the lead. We're going to have a timeout on the floor here by the Raiders with 2:57 to go, fourth quarter. GMU 46, SK 45. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney at 563-4311.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, South Courtright with the ball. Lamport with a three, left side, no good. Fox pulls down a rebound, kicks it back out to Swantek. Swantek down low for Lamport, threw his hands out of bounds and back to GMU with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU 46, South Courtright 45. Raiders will have the ball. Full court press coming here from the Rams. Lockwood's going to have to be very tight with the ball. Brings it up the floor, and we'll have a foul here against SK. That's going to be their seventh as a team, and the fourth personal on Derek Burns. So GMU by a point, 46-45, with 2:35 to go, fourth quarter. Lockwood to the line for a 1-1. Here's the team foul situation. SK with 7, GMU with 4. Lockwood's got 15, and to the line, his first shot, rattles out, rebound for Butts, no. Ball loose on the floor, scooped up here by the Rams. Burns chasing it out of bounds, last touch by GMU, so it's going to go back to SK. Burns and Lockwood were going toe-to-toe for that one, and it was knocked out of bounds, last touch by Lockwood, says the Zebra crew. Back to SK, to the high post here for Dawson Darling. Now to Burns, takes it to the rim. It was blocked there by Ethan Butson ahead here for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood, left side of the floor, on the baseline, kicks it back out. Bryant Hill, pump fakes on a three, gives it back to Lockwood to chew up some clock here as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. GMU 46, South Courtright 45. Left side of the floor as GMU goes right to left. They go down low here for Butts. A little turnaround shot won't go down. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound is loose and SK comes away. Here's Burns down the left side of the floor. Burns takes it to the rim and he's fouled with a minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. And he was in the act of shooting, so he'll head to the line. Here's our out-of-town score update. UB leading Lansing 36-31 with 5 minutes left. Oh, boy. UB is in a tight one, as that is down to a five-point game with a minute 50 to go, fourth quarter. Burns to the line, trying to tie this up, and it rattles out. Hit the rim three times, but wouldn't go down. Kaufman's going to come back in. Kaufman comes in, Swantek to the bench with a minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU by a point, 46-45. Burns, second shot, trying to tie it up. It's good. So Burns now with 9 points, and we are tied 46-46 with a minute 50 to go in the fourth quarter between GMU and South Courtright. Winner goes to the sectional final. Ball out of bounds. Off the leg of Burns. It stays with GMU. Championship game will be on Saturday. The winner of this will take on one seed Newfield, who defeated Delhi in the other semifinal tonight. Burns to the bench. Swantek back in with a minute 45 to go in the fourth. So that guard combo of Kaufman and Swantek comes back in for the Rams. Bonskowski will find Butts. No, taken away here by Lamport, who steals it for SK. Great move there for Lamport. He takes it down low, and a charge is called on Lamport, who got into the paint went shoulder to shoulder there with Butts, and they whistle him for the charge with a minute 39 to go in the fourth. That's the fourth on Lamport, eighth on South Courtright as a team. Timeout's going to be taken here by Gilbert Tolmount Upton. So we'll step away. The Raiders and the Rams tied up at 46. We got a great finish ahead. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
1:40 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied 46-46, the Section 4 Class D semifinals between GMU and South Courtright. GMU with the basketball. Again, a tie game. GMU's going to have to bring it the length of the floor against the SK Press, and they do it. Here is Lockwood, passes it down low for Mackenzie Clune. He lost it. SK comes away with the basketball. They'll go to the far side here for Swantek. Swantek across the midcourt timeline, finds Fox into the corner now for Kaufman. Kaufman, the floater, gets it to go. Big bucket there from Logan Kaufman. SK takes the lead 48-46. Lockwood at midcourt. Lockwood back across for Clune, into the hands of Bonskowski, who's been quiet in the second half, but has handled the rock very well. Here is Lockwood with a minute to go. A minute left in one of these two teams' seasons here tonight. GMU trailing by a deuce, 48-46. Here's Bonskowski, wants to take it to the rim. Little up and under, can't get it to go. Stepped out of bounds, ball back to SK. With 51 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Burns comes back in for SK. Looks like Kaufman's going to go to the bench. No, Swantek will go to the bench. And it could come down to some foul shooting here. Here's our team foul situation. 8 for SK, 5 for GMU. So GMU has a couple to give. They want to try to slow this clock down. In the backcourt, Fox will get to midcourt. They find Dawson Darling. Champs of the Delaware League against the champs of the Tri-Valley, going head-to-head here in the sectional semi. Left side of the floor for Byrne. 35 seconds left. SK still up by 2. GMU not electing to foul. 15 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Bonskowski quarterbacking this from the far side, and now we'll finally have a foul on Gavin Bonskowski with 27 seconds to go fourth quarter. Looking over at Greg, he wanted his team to try to just play straight up defense. He's not happy that they took that foul. Shot clock is off now with 27 seconds to go fourth quarter. SK could just try to milk this clock out if they want it. GMU's going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. South Courtright 48, GMU 46. 27 seconds left on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
27 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. South Courtright by 2, 48-46. Section 4 Class D semifinals. Out-of-town score update. Oneonta, the 3 seed, loses to 2 seed Seton Catholic, 62-41. So a tough loss to end the season there for Oneonta. 3 minutes to go. Unadilla Valley in Class C trying to punch their tickets to the C final. As a 7th seed, they lead Lansing 42-32. So the Storm trying to go to the sectional finals on Sunday against Tioga, who upset top seed Walton earlier tonight out at SUNY Cortland. That's where those games are tonight. Winner of this will play top seed Newfield. Court right by two, 48-46. SK has the ball at midcourt in front of the scorer's table with 27 seconds to go. GMU needs a steal. They need a bucket. They need something to go their way. SK could maybe put the icing on the cake here with a basket. Lamport tosses into the backcourt here for Kaufman. Across the half-court timeline now for Lamport. Lamport on the baseline, and he's fouled with 22.7 seconds left. That's the sixth team foul on GMU, so one more before we shoot 1-1. Foul will be on Ethan Butts, his fourth, team's seventh. Lamport to the line, one of the best foul shooters here on this South Courtright team. Swantak's going to check back in. And now Burns will go to the bench, excuse me. Lamport, cool, calm, and collected. He's got four fouls tonight. 8 points. First one is good for Lamport. Shooter's touch. So he's got nine. Courtright by three, 49-46. 22 seconds is still a lot of time, but if he could push this to a two-possession game by making it 4 points, that would be huge. Yes, got it. Lamport with 10. And it's FK 50, GMU 46. GMU's going to have to hurry. Lockwood down the floor. Lockwood to midcourt. Gets double-teamed. Finds Clune. 15 seconds left. Clune's going to try to take it to the rim. It's blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Rolls out of bounds. It's going to stay with GMU with 9.5 seconds to go. GMU fighting all the way back to tie this game up and actually take the lead. And now the Raiders will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. SK leading 50-46, so a four-point game. Full timeout is taken here. So actually, let's step away. We'll take a 30-second break. When we come back, 9 seconds left. Courtright leads 50-46. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
9.5 seconds to go. Section 4 Class D semifinals. South Courtright 50, GMU 46. Raiders would need to get it in, probably get a quick bucket, and then find a way to get the ball back, either a steal or a foul. So Butts tries to get it into Lockwood. It's stolen away here by Kaufman at midcourt. Kaufman down the floor with 6 seconds left, and he will head to the line, and that might do it here for South Courtright. The 2-seed trying to hang on against the 3-seed, the GMU Raiders. And this has been a great game here tonight. GMU really coming alive in the second half. Ethan Butts with 12 points. And Kaufman could really put the icing on the cake here for the Rams and set them up in the final. Yes, gets it to go. First shot for Kaufman is good. He's got 5. SK is going to pull their guys off the line, pull them back on defense as Courtright, the 2-seed, is going to advance. They get the second shot to go. And Kaufman goes 2 for 2. SK is going to win this ball game as time will expire. Lockwood with a 3 at the buzzer, can't get it to go. 52-46. It'll be South Courtright and Newfield for the Section 4 Class D Championship game on Saturday at SUNY Oneonta. A bittersweet pill to swallow here for GMU tonight after a fantastic season. We'll break it down during our post-game show, give out our 3 awards. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly,
We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Marabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Marabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to SUNY Oneonta. Our final score here tonight, 52-46. The two-seed South Courtright Rams defeat the three-seed Gilbertville Mount Upton Raiders to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class D championship contest against top-seeded Newfield. Anybody bringing down Newfield is going to be a tall task on Saturday, but if there is a team that maybe has a chance, you never know with SK. They just seem to have that magic, and they get it done here tonight with a 52-46 victory over GMU. Let's go through our scoring summary here. First for GMU, 15 points for Hunter Lockwood, followed by 12 apiece from Gavin Bonskowski and Ethan Butts, and then 5 from Bryant Hill and 2 from Mackenzie Clune. On the other side for SK, very balanced scoring. 14 from Dawson Darling, 10 from Austin Lamport, 9 from Derek Burns, 11 from Aiden Fox, as well as 6 from Logan Kaufman, 2 from Hunter Collins. So right there, I mean, you talk about 14, 11, 10, 9, and 6. That's really great balance. Good balance on both sides, I thought, here tonight. Let's go through our scoring. We went through our scoring summary, so let's do our three awards here tonight. First, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Tonight, boy, a lot of tough choices. Let's give that to Hunter Lockwood from GMU. 15 points. I thought he was probably GMU's most consistent key scorer tonight. He got the big baskets early. Hunter really did a good job in that department, handled a lot of the pressure well that SK was throwing at him, and was still able to get those points. You know, Ethan Butts came on later with those 12 points, but I'll give that to Hunter Lockwood tonight. 15 points, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight for GMU. Next up, the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I want to give that to Derek Burns tonight. 9 points. Thought he did a really good job of swarming all over the place on the GMU guards, and we'll give that tonight to Derek Burns, the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. Happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Dawson Darling tonight, a team-high 14 points for South Courtright. I thought he was excellent. And what a task he had tonight. He was going to have to go toe-to-toe with Ethan Butts down low, who was 6'6 and just a monster. And I thought that Dawson really held his own and did a great job. So Dawson Darling will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner here tonight. Hoping we can give you a final score from this UV contest. Last check we had was that UV was up 42-34 with about 2 minutes to go. So if that holds true, and UV gets to the championship game, that would punch our tickets for WCDO to go up to SUNY Cortland on Sunday. We would bring you that game. So we'd be here on Saturday for the Class D finals, and it looks like possibly we could be going up to SUNY Cortland on Sunday for the Class C championship game. Hoping we get up there for the girls, too. We should be up there for the girls no matter what, because either Green or BG is going to be there. So planning on going up to Cortland no matter what. Should be a great time this weekend for local high school basketball to see who will move on to the state tournament. That's always an exciting time of year. So our final scores here tonight in our first game at 6 o'clock was 1-seed Newfield defeating 4-seed Delhi 58-43. And then in our nightcap, it is South Courtright and GMU 52-46. South Courtright, the 2-seed, defeating GMU, the 3-seed. Great season for GMU. Again, I'm a GMU alum. It's been a long time since we've had a team on this floor in a game like this, and really just a great job here for GMU to get to this contest tonight. South Courtright, another win for them. That's just what they do. They get the job done. So great job by SK, and they'll give Newfield everything that they have. I'm sure that they certainly will do that on Saturday. We'll have that game for you on CDL. We'll also have the Class C games for you on Sunday as well. So again, we haven't gotten the final score on UV. Last check was that they were up 42-34 with about 3 minutes to go in that contest. So UV trying to punch their tickets to the Class C final. Walton falling earlier tonight to Tioga, 58-52 in overtime. So the 1-seed goes down, the champions of the MAC. So thanks for joining us tonight. Big thanks to Jim Tamayo back at the WCDO studios on Main Street in Sydney. He's our in-game producer. You can always go back and listen to these games online anytime for free, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union, in our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. It's a free download, courtesy of SFCU. Final score again here is 52-46. South Courtright defeats GMU. Thanks for tuning into the doubleheader here tonight, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night for the girls starting at 6 o'clock. We will do the doubleheader as well tomorrow. South Courtright and Southern Cayuga at 6, and then Delhi and Stanford at 7:45. I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow on CDO Sports.